Hi, my name is Lisa Keithley. Please feel free to interrupt or ask any questions, regardless of how upset I might get, because the purpose of today is not just for one victim, but for many that may not have the strength to come forward. In January of this year, I was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Springfield. While at the hospital, I was given a drug that sedated me. While being sedated and not able to give consent or incapacitated or any of those other words, someone got into my room and they shut the door and they removed my gown, and my perpetrator began to touch my breast. He began to put his mouth over my nipple while masturbating beside my bed, while I was unable to fight, until he finally ejaculated into the trash can, covered me up, and cared enough to put my oxygen back in place before going back to the inside of the room. When I come to the next day, I thought something was odd. I went to the hospital and asked them to review the security footage. There are 4.5 minutes of a sexual assault, however you want to define it. It took something from me. It was not consent. What I thought would be a sexual abuse crime ended up me sitting down with prosecutors to find out that our laws, because of your definition of forcible compulsion, means I voluntarily accepted what would be considered a roofie in the laws. So therefore, it wasn't sexual abuse. It was only a misconduct. So my perpetrator only got 1 year in county, suspended execution of sentence, and 2 years probation. He does have to complete the sex offender program. However, due to section 589.400, subsection 8, he does not even have to register as a sex offender. He continues to haunt and continues to stalk. I can't even get it stopped, to the point that these are letters written to my children, to my parents, and this one to police, shelters, and legislators, saying that if I don't make it out of my time spent in your courts, please change laws for the next Lisa that comes along. I may be an adult, but how many more children are we not even given a voice to either? And this man isn't even having to register as a sex offender, but he is a sex offender and has to complete the program. It's not enough to look at me and tell me that what happened to me doesn't count as forcible compulsion, because he didn't hold me down. He didn't have to hold me down. The drugs did. I would like to stand here and answer any questions that you have. I can tell you that it shakes me from the inside, and that I get up every day and I can't walk away from this. Things need to change. And if you have questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
What county is this occur in?
It happened in Greene County.
Greene County.
I was a resident of Webster, so some of the stalking and such is in between both counties.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.